This call is being recorded.
I am Ashtar. And I speak to you now from high above you, from those many ships that you peer up into the night and you think you see. And many times you look at stars and you think, just as many have over many thousands of years, that they are stars. But many times they are much more than that. They are ships, very large ships, beyond your imagination as far as what ships can be. And I tell you now, and I spoke to you of being of the stars, all of you, because you came from the ethers and you journeyed to the stars. And now you move from the stars into the innermost planes of consciousness. That is what you are in the process of doing now. You are coming back. You have been on a long journey, and you are now returning. You are returning to the light, as you have left the light at times during your many lifetimes here on this planet. You have left the light and at times even joined the darkness. For you must have done that because of the need to experience duality and to bring about the experience of what duality brings as you moved away from the one consciousness within you and you allowed for the what you would call the lower consciousness to take over within you, that ego center within you. But you are all now rising above that. And it is evident and was evident in your experience this past evening as a huge gateway was opened up through the galactic central sun. There has always been a gateway there, but it was able to be opened extremely much, much more to allow the energies to come through now. And what you are going to experience in the days and weeks ahead is going to be quite profound as far as the energies go. These waves of energy that have been coming in, that have been curtailed back, diminished as much as needed, because the central nervous systems of the human being was not able to handle this. But that is all changing now, because your consciousness has been raised mightily in these last few days and certainly last evening, as you experienced the highest high that you could have and the highest high that you have yet on this planet since the times of Lemuria and Atlantis, those ancient times. But you have weathered through all of this, all of the many thousands of lifetimes that many of you have experienced here on this planet to bring you to these moments now, these moments that you are experiencing and that you are getting ready to experience, because everything is about to shift beyond what you even have thought that it could shift to. The light has returned and the light is coming in. As we look at it from our point of view, light is streaming into the planet now. And wherever there is darkness, and there is still some of that, it is being illuminated greatly by the light. And there is nothing and no thing that these ones of the darkness can do to escape it. It is everywhere, and they are running frightened hither and to wherever they can think they can find salvation or find refuge. But it is not to be. It is not for them to ever be able to find again. They have gone deeply into their bases, their deep underground bases, but they are not finding refuge there, or will not for very long. And they cannot leave the planet as well, They must remain here. So all avenues of escape have been held off from them. And they realize that now. They know that their time has come. But even yet, as they know this, they still strike back. It is as if an animal that has been brought into a corner and strikes back for its life, its very life, and claws and does everything that it can to hold off the adversary. Well, it cannot do that for long, although it will attempt to do so a few more times. But each time it does so, those of the light are ready there to strike back, to hold off whatever was going to, whatever they had planned. They are holding that off and will continue to do so. And I tell you now, as many have been telling you, to hold yourself in the light, hold yourself in that calmness within the middle of the storm, the eye of the storm, as you have heard. And know that even as this storm continues to rage around you, everything is being taken care of. Even though there are people dying everywhere, people becoming sick everywhere, it is going to pass. This too shall pass. And know that as it is passing, you are being catapulted into a new golden age. Something that cannot be held off ever again. And the new golden age of the Aquarian age is here now. It is just beginning to show itself. If you were to visualize this, you would see the very peak of the sun rising just above the horizon and just coming into the new dawn. This is where you are now at this point. It hasn't fully risen, but it is just beginning to peak upon the horizon. And that is what you're seeing as the light begins to stream forth from that sun. But it is not only this sun, it is the new sun as well that is also beginning to show itself. So allow for the process to continue. Allow for the ascension process to continue to move you all on as individuals and as a group consciousness. And know that when all of this has passed, and again, it shall pass, know that you are on the verge of something miraculous, something that has been foretold for thousands and thousands of years, and even before that, that all of this would come, and the ascension of the earth and ascension of all of the people here on the planet is going forth exactly as it was meant to. So be at peace and calm, my brothers and sisters of the stars, because we are all here with you. We have been with you, and we will be here right until you move into that new dawn. And at that time, the celebrations shall begin. Peace and love be with all of you. I am Ashtar. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om. Greetings to you, one who serves here, Shoshana here. And wasn't that wonderful with the light language coming from your dear sister, Christy, and that she was able to bring this forth, this feeling, this understanding, this deep understanding. Again, it is not something that you can translate into your languages here, into your spoken languages, but it is something that you can feel and experience, and that is what it is all about, to bring back the remembrances, to encode or re-encode the DNA within you. That is what it is doing. So even those of you that heard it and didn't know what this was or thinking it was something that it was not, if you allowed for it, their very DNA is being changed and shifted here through this and through many of the meditations that you have been doing and all of the downloads that you have been receiving for some time now. And that is going to continue on until the very point where you have found your ascension. Not your ascension process, but your full ascension. And that you, those of you that are on this call, these calls, and experience the resonance as reading or listening to these words after, all of you are ready to be in that first wave of ascension as it strikes, you might say, after the event, after the solar flash. That all of this that you are doing, all of this that you have been doing and preparing for is bringing you to the point of the event more and more so. Everything that you did last evening to open that gateway, as Ashtar has said here, everything that you have done is preparing you to bring the event forward much quicker. And you will hear in various coming from various sources in the days and weeks ahead here, you will hear as to what your global mass meditation did yesterday, how it has brought forth the event earlier than what was anticipated by many. That is our message, and we are ready now for your questions. Unless Shoshana, please excuse us. Did you have anything you wish to add here to this message?
We do not. We do not.
Very good. Then are there questions for us here?
I have a question, if it's possible.
Yes.
So in my day-to-day life, I see sometimes an eye forming in it can be everywhere. It can be in clouds. It is an eye looking at me. It can be on my skin or on objects. It has been happening for like the past month or 2 months, and I really don't know how to feel about it. I would like to know what are these eyes and these faces that I see in the clouds and on objects and sometimes on people.
What we can say to you is these are part of what we have been sharing for some time now, that you would begin to have the glimpses into the higher vibrational dimensions. And you are beginning to see into those higher dimensions and experience what is waiting for you there. And predominantly because of who you are and what you have experienced in your many lifetimes, not here just on the Earth, but those many lifetimes that you experienced in other planets, other systems. And all of this is beginning to come to your remembrance, even though you do not fully have the conscious knowing remembrance of this. But it is beginning to filter in, we will say. And that is what we can tell you about this without going into too much detail. That is not for us to do here. That is for something for you to continue to experience and come to the knowing of what this is as you are ready for it here. Shoshana, and we ask that you please mute your phone, whoever that is clicking sound on the phone. You
we
must
can
mute
share.
Your phone.
We can share.
Yes, please.
May we share?
Yes, please do share. Yes.
May we get a clarification, please?
Yes, please do share.
We would like to ask if you were saying that you saw eyes. Is that correct?
Yeah, it can be like a big eye. Like, for example, yesterday I saw in the cloud like a big eye forming in the clouds. But it can happen like in the supermarkets. It can happen anywhere.
We will offer our perspective if we may.
Yes.
What we can tell you is that these symbols that you are seeing are messages to tell you to trust your own vision, to trust your vision, to trust what you are dreaming about, to trust what you see, to trust what you know. We find that you are one that does not often trust what is being shown to you. Is this not correct?
Yes, it's kind of correct. Yes.
Yes. So we would tell you that you must begin now to trust your own inner vision and understand that whatever is being shown to you is for you and a message for you. Namaste.
Thank you.
Very good. Now we move on to, are there other questions here?
Yes, one who served. This is Lorelei and Shoshana. Hello, dear one. I was wondering, because I've seen some videos regarding this treaty that apparently was signed by Truman and Eisenhower, which is really sad because I really always looked up to them, but some kind of a treaty to provide for these 175 underground bases that are going on, that they would provide children and babies and whatnot. And there are these individuals that are the, I guess they're dark ETs that were, running the whole scene and doing that. So I just want to know, I don't know if it's the Chimera or whatever, I just want to know what's going on regarding those people. And is these underground bases, are they the ones that we're going into now? I mean, what's going on with those dark ETs? Are they off the planet? What's happening with that?
We can tell you that there were various treaties, as you are saying, that were signed by those ones you are speaking of, that were signed with those of the extraterrestrial race that was meeting with them, not just one, but there were several. And these things were preordained or predetermined, we will say, not ordained, but predetermined here to go into the future and be a part of the expression of consciousness here on the planet at that time. But they did not know what they were getting into, we will say, fully. Promises that were made were not kept. We can tell you that as well. So there are many things, but we do not want to go into this in too much depth at this point, because this is coming forward. It will all come forward. The truth shall be revealed. Even those that want to turn away from the truth will be right in their face. They will not be able to when these truths are fully revealed. You are beginning to get some of this now as you are speaking of the children in these bases and these ones that are becoming freed and all of these things. This is the beginning of the truth. But if you notice, it is not being shared with the general public yet. Only on what you call your alternative news sources are bringing this forward. But it is a beginning. It is beginning to bring the light into the darkness, into those shadows that have been there for so long. And it must come forth, and people must become awakened as a result of this. And this is largely why this virus, even though it is detrimental to many across the planet, this is why it was allowed to be here, because it is part of the great orchestration that is occurring. And as some have said, it is a wake-up call. And this wake-up call is what is just prior, we will say, to the full allowing of the light to come forward here. Okay? It is the breakdown before the breakthrough. That is what we can tell you. We cannot go into more depth on this, although maybe Shoshana will. We will see. Shoshana, do you have anything to add here?
We do not add. We do not.
Very good. Then you also feel it is not something to go into at this point.
We will add. We will give our perspective of the being that has asked this question, if we may. May we offer our perspective?
To the one Lorelei?
Yes.
Can you hear me? I think I was muted. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, may we offer our perspective of that which you asked?
Yes, please. Thank you.
This is difficult to put into words for us, but we will try. We will tell you that your perspective of who to honor and who not to honor is a dualistic perspective. The truth is never on the left. It is never on the right. The truth is always in the middle somewhere. You must look to the neutral path to find the truth of any being. You mentioned two beings that had difficult missions to carry out, and because the planet was steeped in duality at that time, more so than even now, it was difficult to know what decision to make, as they were influenced by many different entities and beings at the time, and they made their decisions based on what they thought was the correct decision, you see. And that is mostly what happens. So we will tell you and all that tend to perhaps honor or create icons out of those that have served you, that they too were just carrying out a mission and doing the best that they could do. Does this make sense to you?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
Namaste.
Very good. Are there any other questions here? Nothing further? Very good.
I would like, if I can ask a second question.
Yes.
Well, usually I feel these energies around my mouth area, around my teeth. It's like a very tense energy, and it usually happens when I'm outside, when I'm around other people. This energy comes in through my mouth, and it's very tense, and it feels very not like me. It feels very different. So I would like to know, maybe I could have some information on that energy.
Susanna, Very good. Then what we will say to you is, because of who you are, once again, we will say that you are, whoever that is needs to mute their phone. We cannot go on if that noise continues. Very good. Then we would say that because of who you are, that you are experiencing, we would say, a remnant of who you have been before, many times before, that you have a sense of feeling. You have a sense of feeling energy, whereas many do not. It is as if some of you could go to the Sedona area here in Arizona and feel the vortex energy there, and is quite profound for many who go there. That is why they have created or established these places, these vortex places, as a tourist place where you can go. But others go there and do not experience anything. And that is where you are. You are one that is experiencing energy at a very deep level, and it is going to become much stronger for you, we will say here. You are going to experience it much, much more, and you are going to have those glimpses, as we are saying, much, much more, and more messages that are coming through you. And not only you that is asking this question, but many of you that are on these calls are also going to begin to get more and more of these glimpses. Just as we have been saying, you are going to get glimpses into the higher dimensions. You are going to get glimpses into other dimensions, not even necessarily higher dimensions. And they are going to be somewhat disconcerting to you at times until you get to begin to understand what they are. Even to the point, and more are already beginning to do this, you will, if you look at this or do some research on this, many are beginning to see their ones that have passed over before and having those glimpses of them more and more as well. As we said to you long ago, many years ago now, you would possibly be seeing dead people. And that scared some people off at that time, we remember. But we clarify this as you are seeing into the higher dimensions and into those other dimensional frequencies where those ones that have passed over are now going to become more and more prominent to you and to many across the planet here, we will say, as the dimensions begin to bleed through. That is what we can tell you. Anything you add here, Shoshana?
We can add a short perspective, if we may.
Yes, please do.
May we ask you a question?
Yes.
Do you often wish to speak and then do not?
Yes, that happens, yes. Yes.
Do you often wish to say what you are feeling and the truth of what you feel and you often hold back?
No, sometimes I don't know how to express what I feel.
We are going to say that because the energy is accumulating in your mouth, that you are holding back your own energy, and it is accumulating in that area. And we will tell you, you must discover this for yourself, but we will tell you that you are wishing to express yourself, and you tend to not express yourself, as you might be fearful of how others will hear it. This is what we believe is happening in the energetic part of what you wish to express. We hope this answers your question, and you can examine this for yourself to see if this is relevant. Namaste.
Wonderful, and wonderful perspective.
Thank you, Anwusu. Thank you, Shoshana.
Would there be any further questions now before we release channel?
I have one quick question.
Yes.
It's Drusilla. Ashtar made a comment, He said that the event would be coming sooner than originally planned, I guess, or originally thought it would be. And sure. I was thinking that it was supposed to be in December. At least that's what Michael Love has been saying. And I was wondering if you, I know that time is a funny thing and it doesn't exist, but if you had any idea on, you know, time, how long?
You know that time doesn't exist, but you want to know what the time frame is, right?
Yes, because I'm human, that's why.
And you know what our answer needs to be here. We cannot give you this time frame, not because we don't want to. If we could, we would do it in a heartbeat. But we cannot because we do not know. Literally, we do not know. No one knows at this point. There is no one here on the planet, no one up in the ships, no one on other planets here in the solar system or the galaxy. No one knows at this point because it is up to the probabilities and possibilities of the collective consciousness of man. As we have said many times, you have the thoughts now. All of you have the thoughts right this moment. These thoughts, whatever they might be. But in the next moment, those thoughts change. And everything goes up into the collective consciousness, the universal mind, the quantum field, whatever you wish to call it. And all of that is there and mixing around, you might say. And then people bring these thoughts down because thoughts are things. And they bring these thoughts down and it changes their particular thoughts, you see. And that goes on and on and on. So that is why a collective meditation, global meditation, changes in that very moment, changes the entire quantum field, you see. The entire collective consciousness is changed and shifted in that moment. Now, and in those moments, it's a higher vibration. But in the next moments, something the deep state cabal might do might bring the frequencies down again, you see. So it is a push-pull. It 1 minute it can be a few months from now, the next minute it is a year from now, the next minute it is weeks from now, you see. We cannot tell you exactly when it is going to be, only that there are what your Cobra calls windows of opportunity. And that is what we focus on. And you had a wonderful window of opportunity last night to open this incredible gateway through the galactic central sun, connecting to the universal central sun. And that's what happened here in relation to the conjunction of the planets Jupiter and Pluto, which has not happened in many thousands of years here. So it is a great happening, and it is leading to many more great happenings. But we cannot give you a certain time frame because, again, we do not know. Shoshana, anything you
may
add here?
May we share our perspective, dear sister?
Yes. Yes, please. Please.
Our dear sister, we will tell you that we know you. We know you very well, and we will tell you that you have experienced a transformation that you never thought you would experience. You have gone from very three-dimensional focus to a much expanded focus, and we have watched your transformation take place. Mm-hmm. We will tell you that you are in an area that is very third dimensional. And because of that, your focus will turn to details, and details of anything are skewed by that which is giving the details, you see. The truth of anything is from a vantage point of a much higher perspective. So if you wish to know the truth, and you wish to participate in the truth, and you wish to see the event happen, for you, your transformation must rise above the details. You must no longer focus on what you think is the truth and rise to the level of the higher perspective of the neutral truth, which is the middle path, you see. We hope we have explained this to you, but you are right on the precipice of transforming, you see. Please do not engage in the 3D details of everyday life. Those are not the truth. Namaste.
Thank you. Namaste.
I have a question as well when everyone's finished.
Yes.
My question pertains to actually my mother. Recently, she has been having a various amount of dreams, so say, regarding her mother and obviously my grandmother in return, and also my Aunt Pat. They have been reaching out to her in these vivid dreams about potential warnings of what could come to the future. And in that warning is, which I have done more information on, more research, Event 201, which is basically a Bill Gates, Melinda Gates propaganda, you know, some of them that are in charge of it, right? And apparently it's supposed to be about world depopulation, NWO, New World Order, you know, the elites try to take over the world and control how they want you know, the world to be controlled is the best way of explaining it. But why does she have these dreams? It's a sign, you know. I think it's a sign from up above to show the demonstration of the Great Awakening of 2020. I think we're in the future right now. I think this is the era where everything happens. I understand the Alliance Army is trying to round up the evil, round up the cabal or whatnot. But we're in this time where we literally have to be together and fight it as one, because Event 201 is planned to happen this year, apparently. And that's what the dream was telling her. So obviously she has done her valid research and information and everything, and she's becoming more of an understanding because she believed in nothing my father or my stepmother has said. So she's been doing that research. I'm just trying to find out basically more information of why she would have that dream in regards to Event 201, please. Thank you.
When you are saying Event 201, what are you referring to here?
Event 201 is basically an evil propaganda that is held by Bill Gates, Melinda Gates. It's a theory. Don't get me wrong. It's a conspiracy theory, but it's supposed to be an evil plan that's carried out for this year regarding the coronavirus.
You're speaking of the depopulation agenda here, and that is certainly so, and it is real. And it is shared by a relative few, though, across the planet. Relative now, that means. That can be thousands and even into the millions here that are sharing this. But understand that everything that is occurring is, again, happening for a reason. It is all part of the orchestration. And those that are here on the planet that are lifting off the planet in terms of passing on from their bodies are doing so because they planned this. This was their exit route, you might say, because they did not want to be here through the travails, through what is occurring even right now. They did not want to be here through that and to experience the ascension process, because they did not feel that they were going to be ready for it. So that is many that are passing out of their bodies now. They're just fulfilling their contracts. But also know that those ones that had planned this, that it is part of their contracts, can alter their contracts as well when they are wanting to, when the conscious knowing self takes over and they can begin to look at this and do the research, as you are saying, and begin to look at other alternatives as far as alternative news that is there, and to not buy into the general population view of everything that is occurring. So therefore, this one that you are speaking of, we cannot speak directly about her because she is not here to be a part of this. But we can speak about you, the one who is asking this question, as well as many, many more that are having the similar types of understandings as you are. Now, understand that you are a younger one, not indicative of many that are on these calls and many that resonate to these words. You, a younger one, what you call the millennials, you are one of many that are beginning to come forth now and come into the light. Not that they were in the darkness, not that you were in the darkness, although you would probably think you were at one point, but you are all coming into the light, and many more are as well. And this was indicative from your great global mass meditation last evening, and all day yesterday, not even so much just last evening, but many meditated all day long or at different points in the day. And it had a miraculous effect on everything that is happening now and is yet to happen. So again, we cannot speak directly of the one that you are saying, although it appears that she may be beginning an awakening process herself, and many across the planet will continue to do so. Many will awaken that many others thought they never would. So watch for this. It is going to happen more and more. Shoshana?
We can share.
Yes, you may.
May we share?
Yes, you may.
Dear brother and son of the James, please understand that as the one who serves has given, we cannot give you a translation or interpretation of that which another being dreams. This would only be for her to ask. But we will tell you our perspective on why you would ask this. May we offer this to you?
Yes, please.
We will tell you that the being that you speak of, that is your biological mother in this lifetime, you wish to have a connection with, and you have yearned for this connection and this understanding since the day you were born. You wish for her to understand you, and you wish for her to see the truth as you see it. Because if she sees the truth as you see it, the connection is made. But as long as she is diverse and wishes to tell you that you most likely do not know the truth, the connection is broken for you. So you see, your heart is yearning for this one to be connected to you as she has been in many lifetimes, but in this lifetime, it is a divergent thing that is happening. We will tell you that you must, from this moment forward, if you wish to have peace and joy and compassion and love and understanding in your life, you must let go of wishing for this, as she is a being that is on her own path, and the path that she has chosen is for her own fulfillment and for her own soul's enlightenment, and it is not for any of us to say what is true and what is not true for this being, you see. So you must allow for her truth, whatever that may be, and your truth, whatever that may be, to coexist. Namaste.
Very good and wonderful message, yes. We are needing to release channel here now. Before we do, Shoshana, do you have anything you wish to share final here?
We wish to share that we apologize if we in any way have sounded harsh to any of those that ask a question. It is our position to uplift and enlighten and love and understand all that wish to share with us. Namaste.
Very good. And we share a final message here for now, and that is, as everything continues on, no matter what it is that is happening, remember that you are the light workers, the warriors. You are the ones that are anchoring the light and sharing the light. And you cannot share the light, or you cannot expect, as you share the light, for everyone to accept that light. You can share it, you can send it, you can express it out, but you cannot have a result or a needed result for them to take that light, you
yes.
see, that understanding. They are not you. And as Shoshana has wonderfully said here, they are on their own path. And you cannot alter their path. You can just simply give them a choice. You can put a choice in front of them. And what they do with it, that is their path to take. Mm. Okay, that is what we have to say to you, and just keep those seat belts fastened, people. Things may get still a little bit rockier yet, but as long as you, those of you, remain in that eye and be calm and neutral in that eye, everything will continue as it needs to for you and even your loved ones as you surround them with light as well. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Shanti.